Relapline on 92.3 KGON. KGON.
Shaking it up with the new cars tonight on Rockline. The whole band joining us, Greg and Prairie and Todd and Elliot and Chasm. And your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. Tom, you're on the air from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Thanks, Bob. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Got two questions. You produced some great music with Grand Funk Railroad. What did you think of Mark Farner's guitar playing plus vocals? And do you have any contact with Don, Mark, or Mel?
The first question, I was sort of amazed when I actually got down to working with Grand Funk Railroad how much talent they had in the band and how poorly it had been presented up until that point. Their manager was also their record producer. His name was Terry Knight, and it turned out he wasn't much of a record producer. You know, he just kind of took them in the studio and threw some mics up and let them noodle around. And they kind of got a reputation as just some sort of jam band. And by the time we got to We're an American Band, they had a lot of nice, tight pop songs. And they actually came out of a sort of a Michigan R&B thing. And both Mark and Don Brewer had great sort of R&B voices. You know, they could sing really high and strong, and they had a great sort of locked harmony when they would sing together. So I was impressed with the band as a whole, given that their reputation was so slight at the time that I got to work with them. And the answer to the second part of the question was, a few years ago I was out on one of these the Walk Down Abbey Road tributes to the Beatles, which will include any number of well-known artists. Ann Wilson and John Entwistle and a few others have been involved in that project. And I got an opportunity to do a whole tour in that format with Mark Farner. And I had heard that he went through a whole lot of changes, but he was one of the guys that I got along best with in that tour context. So, yeah, Mark is still, you know, he's a solid guy and a great performer. He still can sing his ass off. And you know, I understand that Grand Funk Railroad is out without Mark, and I wish, you know, Mark and Grand Funk Railroad the best of luck, because I have a lot of respect for their musicianship.
Todd, without going too technical on us, in an era where drums often sounded like there were pillows in them and cardboard, that would be the reason. That the beginning of We're an American Band, the drum sound is so crisp and so great. Was it just the miking that you did to get that?
Perhaps. You know, I usually start with the drums when I'm building the sound for a record. The first guy that gets the attention is the drums. And one reason is they like to bitch a lot about the sound of their drums.
That's right.
Listen to this.
Yeah. I'm right here, right behind you.
Well, the thing is that, you know, most everybody else in the band, they got one instrument to play. The drummer's got like 8, 10, you know, 12 different things that he plays, and they all have a sound of their own, and you have to try and capture them all.
16.
16. For, you know, okay, do I hear 20, Prairie?
Yeah.
And, 21. You know, and if you can solve that problem and get the drummer happy and get everybody happy with the sound of the drums, you buy yourself a lot of slack in other areas. You know, if the drums sound good, everybody kind of like gets into it more, and so that's where I always start. And I prefer a live drum sound. I don't like that, you know, like pillows and O-rings and all the other stuff that gets dropped on drums. Once all of the other stuff comes into the mix, any liveness that you originally had on the drums starts to get squeezed out. You know, the tones of the drums, the ringing that's in them can sometimes be buried by the bass and other things that are happening in the mix. So it's... For me, you know, it's been kind of like, it's where I start, and if I can get that part of it right, the rest of it is pretty easy.
Well, one of the few songs in rock and roll history where the drum intro is a hook. You know, you just want to hear it over and over again,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just turn it off after the drum intro.
Yeah, we're done. All right.
We know how that goes.
Hey, thanks to Tom for joining us. We'll talk to Jim now, who's in Hazlitt, New Jersey. Hi, Jim, you're in Rockland.
Yeah, I was wondering, have you found that there's a difference between the... old cars and the new cars, because I've been a fan of Rick's, and I've been a fan of Todd's since the Utopia days. I'm an oldie. And you guys have been blowing me away tonight with the sound of Todd and with the group and everything. It's just been, you know, on my 250-watt surround sound stereo here.
Yeehaw!
Attaboy, my kind of guy.
What's that? We come to your house?
What's that I hear in the background? It's his neighbors banging on the door. He's talking in terms of sound, I guess. Yeah, it is a compliment, you know. Is it the band, the technology, the, you know?
It's hard to rock and band.
It's the band.
Yeah, I think the rhythm section is, you know, makes a big difference. Without, you know, like taking anything away from Ben or Tom Robinson.
David.
Sorry. I'm thinking of somebody else I prefer.
Or Tom, too, or Elton, for that matter.
Sure, there's no gay guy on Stiff Records.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, but you know, Kaz and Prairie together, you know, have made, you know, built a reputation for themselves as a rhythm section, you know, apart from any of the people that they play with. So, you know, in that regard, we had a big sort of injection of energy that... as I say, you know, without taking anything away from the original members, because they totally characterize the sound.
Right.
But we have the freedom to go into
the
other areas.
Level, yeah.
Into other areas, you know, that probably were, dare I say, beyond the musical ken of the original rhythm section.
Yeah. It rocks hard. I mean, Greg has said that a few times to me, and, you know, I think that's, you know, if you had to sort of characterize the difference... It rocks hard live. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, in the old days, we didn't really have a reputation for being that great a live band. This band is just, you know, it's just a player's band, and these guys just kill on the material.
Time to play another song. Todd was singing the praises, and now he's singing the song. Nice little coda added on to, I saw the light there live. It's the New Cars with us tonight on Rockline. I'm VC Bob Coburn. Glad to have you listening. Glad to have you participating from Mexico, Maine. Yes, there is such a place. And this is Jim. Hey, Jim.
That would be about Kansas City, wouldn't it?
Hi, Jim.
Hey, my question is for Greg and Elliot. Did you ever think that the Cars would be going back on the road again?
I never did. Or I had my doubts.
we hoped it would work out, and it looks like it's working out real good.
Now, the tour begins on May 12th. You can find out the dates and locations and all that at thenewcars.com. Do you guys think the road will be changed at all? I mean, obviously, there are going to be some changes from technology and everything. Is it going to be the grind that it used to be?
You know what? It never changes. The monitors always suck. You get a deli tray in the back of shiny meat. No, things have definitely...
I'll tell you what changed. The groupies have no teeth anymore.
Yeah. Well, is that a negative or a positive?
All of us except for Greg have been touring all the way up until this point.
Year after year.
For me, this is going to be a novelty.
You tour your house.
Not for long.
It'll all come back. Oh, now I remember why I stopped doing this.
Well, from listening to you guys tonight, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun out there. And like I said earlier, this just sounds like a great night to go out, have a couple of beers, listen to some great, great music that we haven't heard live in a long, long time, played by a bunch of guys that really know how to play. I'm stumbling, so I'm going to take a time out. We're coming back in just a moment here. Bye-bye, love. Welcome back to Rockland, the dulcet tones of Kazem Sultan. Certainly, Kazem. Thanks for stopping by. Tip your waitress this evening.
We had a great time tonight.
You know what? This has really been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of laughs. We've played a lot of great music, taken some really good calls from our listeners tonight. And I wish you guys the best of luck. May 12th, the tour begins. TheNewCars.com has all the dates. And the CD drops. It's pushed back a couple of weeks. Beginning of June is what I hear now. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. That's what we hear.
We got some thanks. Thanks to everybody for listening, for calling tonight, as always. Thanks to our affiliate stations. We do this for you. We'd also like to thank Michael Azar and John Weber. Thank you, Mike, at MJI Studios in New York City. Jeff Varner and Steve Klein with 10th Street Entertainment. Todd Rundgren, vocals and guitar. Elliot Easton, guitar and vocals. Greg Hawks on keyboards. Kazem Sultan on bass.